வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 13th Chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of June, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
So, Vidura is Jamaraj, the superintendent of death. After our death, we are brought before the justice Jamaraj, what kind of next birth I may have. So, Jamaraj is not Shudra, he is devotee of Lord Krishna. Although he has the duty to punish the criminals. Just like a magistrate, he is always punishing the criminals. That is his business. But he is not criminal. He is giving judgment to the criminals. Similarly, Jamaraj is the appointed magistrate, superintendent. After death, one has to go before him and take the judgment of his next life. This is the process. So, Vidura was cursed by Manduka Muni. He was a great sage, but sometimes in his ashram some thieves were caught. So police arrested both the Manduka Muni and the thieves. And later on, Manduka Muni was chastised to be punished by Shulo. There was a system of punishment. I do not know whether it's still existing. The Shula means one lens which has to be pierced through the rectum and it will go through the head and the man will die. The pierce was standing and he was sit down. What is this punishment? Is there any mention?
In Arabia they still have.
Arabia?
Yeah.
Shula punishment. So, when he was condemned to the Shula punishment, then the king heard that Manduka Muni, the great sage, he is punished like that. Immediately he stopped. What is this nonsense? That Manduka Muni has been punished, he is a great sage. And so the king stopped the punishment and immediately came to see what has happened. Then he was immediately released. But he was very sorry that why the judge, Jamaraj, punished him like that. So he asked Jamaraj, why you have punished me like this? Now in your childhood, you pierced the rectum of an ant with a thorn, yes. So therefore you are punished. Now just see, in his childhood, he was playing with an ant piercing the rectum with a thorn, that is also taken account. All right. Elephant. Let's see. How finer laws are there in nature. So the Manduka Muni did that, therefore it was regarded he should be punished like that. This is our position. Anything, if you are walking on the street, if you kill an ant by walking, you will be punished. This is nature. We are in such a dangerous position, in every moment there is punishment. Now if you believe the shastras, there is different thing. If you don't believe, you can do anything you like. But from Shastra you can understand the laws of nature or God is very, very strict. Very, very strict. So Manduka Muni also chastised Jamaraj that in my childhood, without any knowledge, I did something and for which you have given me so great punishment. So you are not fit for becoming a brahmana or kshatriya, you become shudra. So you are cursed to become shudra. Therefore, Jamaraj took his birth as Vidura and was born in the womb of a shudra mother. This is the history of Vidura's birth. So in his absence, Ujjama, one of the demigods, he appreciated Jamaraj. That's what he said. Abhibrak Ajjama Dandam. The office must go on. The magistrate post cannot be vacant. Somebody must come and act. So Ajjama was acting. Jatharat Aghakarishu. Aghakarishu. Aghakari means, Agha means sinful activities. And Karishu. Karishu means those who commit sinful act. And jathavat. Jathavat means exactly to the point how he should be punished. Jathavat agukarishu. Javat Dadhara Sudhyatam. So long, Jamaraj continued as a Sudra, or Jama was appreciating his place as Jamaraj. This is important. Vijira, born in the womb of a Sudra mother, was forbidden even to pass his royal heritage along with the brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Then how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned answer? Is that even though it is accepted that he was a Sudra by birth, because he renounced the world for spiritual enlightenment by the authority of Rishi Maitreya and was thoroughly educated by him in transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to occupy the post of an acharya or spiritual preceptor. Vidura was a born Sudra, then how he became a preacher? So the reason is, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the science of Godhead, be he a brahmana or sutra, a householder or a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Not that because he was born a sutra, he cannot preach, he cannot take the post of acharya or spiritual master. That is not Chaitanya philosophy. Chaitanya philosophy has nothing to do with this body, external body. Chaitanya philosophy is concerned with the soul. This movement is the movement of elevating the soul, saving the soul from degradation. Therefore, people sometimes are surprised. The bodily concept of life, the same activities will be karma. On the platform of spiritual life, the same karma will be bhakti. Same karma will be bhakti. So bhakti is not inactivity. Bhakti is all active. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asanasi, jat tapasasi, kurushatad madatmanam. This is bhakti. Bhakti yoga. Krishna says to everyone, if you cannot give up your karma, then that's all right. But the result of your karma, give to me. Then it will be bhakti. So, Vidura was Jamaraj. Not only he was Jamaraj, ordinary, but he is one of the great authorities. There are 12 authorities mentioned in the Shastra. One of them is Jamaraj. Bali Vayasaki Bam. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jamaraj is one of the GBC of Krishna. Yes. As we have got 12 GBCs, similarly Krishna has got 12 GBCs. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaki Bam. The 12 men are authorized to preach Krishna consciousness. So we have to follow Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. There we have created GVC. So they should be very responsible men, otherwise they will be punished. They will be punished to become a Sudra. Although Jamaraj is a GVC, but he made a little mistake, he was punished to become a Sudra. So those who are GVC, they should be very, very careful to administer the business of ISKCON, otherwise they will be punished. As the post is very great, similarly the punishment is also very great. That is the difficulty. You can see from this example, Vidura. He was immediately punished. He did little mistake. Because the rishis, the munis, they will curse. He has to play the part of so-called Sudra for 100 years. Being cursed by Manduka Muni, who was the incarnation of Jamaraja, one of the 12 Mahajans, on the level with such exalted personalities as Bhishma, Narada, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Bhishma, Prahlada, being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Jamaraj to preach the cult of devotion to the people of the world, as Narada, Brahma and other Mahajans do. But Jamaraj is always busy in his plutonic kingdom, punishing the doers of sinful acts. Jamaraja is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet, some hundreds of thousands of miles away from this planet that is mentioned. He has got a different planet where the criminals are taken away after death, and he gives the judgment what kind of body he'll have. Not like the theory of his thinking, now I have got human body, it is permanent settlement. No, that is not permanent settlement. According to one's work, work means all sinful acts. Without Krishna consciousness, anyone who acts, he acts sinfully. There is no doubt. Because he is acting for sense gratification. And sense gratification means almost 99.9% on sinful activity, duskitin. It is a very risky job. Unless you act in Krishna consciousness, jagyartha karmanatra lokayam karmabandham. This is the stringent law of the nature, that you have to act only for jagga, for satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu. Otherwise, in vain time. And who is serving Krishna? Nobody is serving Krishna. So, everyone is being entangled. This is the material world. Jamaraja is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet, some hundred and thousands of miles away from the planet of Earth, to take away the corrupt souls after death and convict them in accordance with their respective sinful activities. Thus, Jamaraja has very little time to take leave from his responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than righteous men. Therefore, Jamaraja has to do work than other demigods who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore, by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura and work very hard as a great being. The punishment was also reward. Those who are servants of Krishna, even they are so-called punished, there is some motive behind this. Just like Jaya Vijaya, they are also punished to come down and just to become enemy of Krishna. Krishna, when they were very much perturbed that we are going to the material world from Vaikuntha, so what will be our fate, sir? There is some little mistake on our part. What we shall do? So Krishna gave him that if you become my enemy, then you will be relieved in 3 births. And if you become my friend, then 7 births. So the Jayavijaya agreed, sir, we shall become your enemy. So what is the purpose? Krishna wanted some enemy to fight, just like we sometimes want to fight. So this desire is there, Krishna, otherwise why we get this desire? So actually it was Krishna's service, this Jayavijaya. Krishna wanted to have some fight. In the spiritual world there cannot be fight. There is no fight, there is only service. Therefore, some of his devotees, the Jayavijaya, agreed to become his enemy, come to this material world. And Krishna fought with the Jayavijaya. Ramchandra, he fought with Ravana. And as Nrisimhadev, he fought with Hiranyakashipu. And as Krishna, he fought with Kamsa. Now similarly, Vidura also, he thought that I am always busy in this magisterial work simply to punish. I have no chance to preach. So Krishna is very kind to his devotee. So he gave the chance to preach. So this was the arrangement, that he was cursed by Munduka Muni, came down to this material world. That is also material. Jamaraj's planet is also in the material world. And therefore he was given the chance of preaching. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society, just as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog. But he is not hog. If somebody thinks that he is come as a hog, playing the part of a hog, that is not the fact. Even though he assumes the Lord and his different authorized devotees sometimes have to play the role of many lower creatures to claim the conditioned soul, but both the Lord and his pure devotee are always in the transcendental position. Itat isanam isasya, that is the authority of God, that even though he accepts some lower position, he is never in the lower position. He is always in the transcendental position. I have given the example yesterday, that the sun is sometimes evaporating the urine. This is not very good business. But still, sun is sun. He is never polluted. Similarly, Krishna or his devotee, he sometimes apparently does something which is not befitting their position. Still, they are in their position. This is the conclusion. Krishna has given this concession to his devotee. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Apiche sudaracara bhajati imam ananyabha sadhuriva samantam sammak bhavashtahisa. Even sometimes, not by willingly, sometimes accidentally, a devotee, just like the other day in the meeting, somebody was giving the example, Lord Christ, he ate fish. So, he can do that. There was some necessity. But you cannot do that. So even though it is sometimes done abominably, but they are still there in exalted position. This is to be understood. Tejyasang na dosaya. Tejyasang na dosaya, very, very powerful. Anything abominable done by them, that does not contaminate. This is to be understood. But you cannot do that. You cannot imitate. When Jamaraj thus incarnated himself as Vidura, his post was officiated by Ujjama, one of the many sons of Kashyapa and Aditi. The Adityas are sons of Aditi, and there are 12 Adityas. Ujjama is one of the 12 Adityas, and therefore it was quite possible for him to take charge of the office of Jamaraja during his 100 years absence in the form of Vidura. The conclusion is that Vidura was never a Shudra, but was greater than the purest type of Brahman. Now, have people?